From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Friday said the alliance remained rock solid and vital for Europe and vital for North America. Stoltenberg spoke ahead of the first meeting of the alliance foreign ministers.
First, fair burden sharing to keep the transatlantic bond strong. We have started to increase defense spending, but we need to keep up the momentum and meet the pledge we have all made. This is about more funding, but it's not just about cash. It is also about investing in the capabilities we need and committing forces to NATO deployments.
The gathering in Brussels comes as the Trump administration pushes allies to spend more on defense and step up counter-extremism efforts. Officials in Pakistan say that a powerful bomb ripped through a busy market in a northwestern tribal town on the Afghan border, killing at least 6 people and wounding more than 30 others. Witnesses and politicians say the blast was targeting a Shiite mosque. Officials say a suicide bomber carried out the attack, although there has been no immediate claim of responsibility. Mortar shells wounded at least 7 people in and around the presidential compound in Mogadishu while the Somali cabinet was meeting. This happened on Thursday. No cabinet members were wounded as the prime minister held the new government's first meeting with ministers to talk about security and the drought plaguing the country. No one has been claiming responsibility for the shelling, but Somali militant group Al-Shabaab often targets government targets. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, is seeking immunity from prosecution if he testifies in the federal investigation into Russian meddling in the presidential election and possible ties to the Trump campaign. The Wall Street Journal first reported Thursday that Flynn is in talks to try to get a promise of immunity, but that nobody had agreed to terms yet. Flynn was forced to resign as one of Trump's closest advisors after it was revealed that he had misled the vice president about his communications with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. The Senate Intelligence Committee held an open hearing Thursday on Russian meddling in the election. Senator Mark Warner is the co-chairman of that committee.
As the U.S. intelligence community unanimously assessed in January of this year, Russia sought to hijack our democratic process, and that most important part of our democratic process, our presidential elections. As we'll learn today, Russia's strategy and tactics are not new, but their brazenness certainly was.
Ahead of the open hearing, Russia's president denied any Russian involvement in the U.S. election. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with Turkey's political leadership in the capital Ankara. The visit on Thursday comes amid strained ties between the two NATO allies. Dorian Jones has more in this report.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is the most senior official to visit Turkey since the election of Donald Trump as U.S. president. Tillerson met Thursday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, along with other political leaders. The two NATO allies remain at loggerheads over Washington's support for the Syrian Kurdish group, the PYD, and its militia, the YPG, in fighting the Islamic State militants.
We stand alongside Turkey in their fight to stop terrorism directed against its country and its people.
Tillerson paid tribute to Turkey's hosting of 3 million refugees and said his talks focus on efforts to allow their return. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Israel's Security Cabinet has approved the country's first new Jewish settlement in the West Bank in 25 years while it holds talks with the U.S. on future activity. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised new homes for the hundreds of settlers forced to abandon the Amano settlement, which the Supreme Court declared was illegally built on Palestinian land. It was later destroyed. Palestinians regard ongoing Jewish settlement activity as the major impediment to peace. And the Venezuelan Supreme Court decision to take control of the opposition-controlled legislature has countries such as the U.S. and Mexico denouncing the action as a threat to democracy. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.